what they don't really realize though. This next verse though. These bars. Watch this. Go. Whoopie dee scoop. Scoop dee dee whoop. Whoop dee scoop dee poop. Poop dee scoop dee scoop dee whoop. Whoopie dee scoop whoop poop. Poop dee dee whoop scoop. Poop. Poop.
Scoop dee dee
whoop. Whoop dee dee scoop. Whoop dee dee scoop poop.
So that was Kanye West's new hot jam called Lift Yourself. Just get us into this week's episode. We took a week off, but this is episode 7.
Can my hot May take 2nd. On this song be this? That was crap. Get it?
Just like those are the only lyrics. And like I said, I only played like, you know, the 40 seconds. It's a 2.5 minute song.
Best part of it.
That's the only like verse that Kanye has in it. And perfect intro into this week after skipping a week. That's probably the best song of the week.
Is that really going to be on the album coming out next month?
It has to be.
People are going to fucking love it. It's like his whole white t-shirt thing.
Yeah, he's got that, and he's got Ye versus the People, which is like him versus T.I., basically him talking about Trump and T.I. talking about how bad Trump is. Very, very good music.
Unbelievable.
But yeah, hey, so we're back. Great song. So took a week off, so we got 2 weeks worth of topics to talk about. So I think, you know, we can just start with the draft. Obviously, I was pretty happy with the draft. I'm interested to see your guys' take with the Jets.
Well, you're a Redskins fan. I'm curious. I haven't paid attention to what the Redskins did at all.
Yeah, who the fuck did they draft?
They got Deron Payne out of Alabama, so he's going to help stop their run. So basically, the Redskins are drafting Alabama year by year. So we now have 5 Alabama players on our defense.
Maybe not a bad idea, I suppose.
Yeah.
Nope.
Some could argue maybe not. the best idea.
Yeah. 2 linemen, 2 linebackers, and a safety. So Redskins got him in the first round, and then they traded back and got Geis in the second round, which is one of, you know, everyone's saying, all the analysts say, you know, one of the best steals of the draft, getting him so far back in the second round. I think it was like pick 55 or something. And then they got offensive lineman in the third. I mean, I was happy with the draft class. Obviously, that means nothing because some of these players are going to be bust. I will say, though, Redskins had the last pick in the draft, a.k.a. Mr. Irrelevant. And this guy played SMU wide receiver, had 117 catches and 17 touchdowns in 1 year.
Damn.
And fell to the last pick of the draft. So I'm kind of excited to see if he does anything. So, but yeah, before we talk about your guys' Jets, you guys want to – what do you guys think of Baker going number one?
Dan?
I like it because the Jets didn't get to take him. Did not want him going to New York. I feel like he is just that kind of person where New York would destroy him. Like, he would just go wild or something like that. So, hopefully, you know, I don't know why I'm rooting for the Browns here, but hopefully they found a quarterback that can work for them and isn't going to be another Johnny Manziel type and implode.
Yeah. I'm a big Baker fan. Always have been, always will be until he does something fucking stupid in Cleveland. But I do think it was the wrong pick. I really think they should have taken Barkley first and still gotten one of the quarterbacks on the board at 4.
I like that idea a lot too. I think that would have been so much smarter.
See, I'll say devil's advocate on that because I think Barkley's, you know, a key piece, but I mean, it's a throwing league. And I mean, I think as, you know, fans, we kind of grouped all those quarterbacks in together. Like, it's a crapshoot between Baker, Rosen, Allen, and Darnold. But at the end of the day, they scouted all these guys. And, you know, clearly Cleveland liked Baker ahead of all of them. And who knows how far down, like, the other quarterbacks fell, you know, to Cleveland, like, on their list of people. I think with the first pick, I think you have to take your top guy. I think you can't really bank on other teams not taking him because supposedly, I mean, the Jets and Giants both really liked him. Or there's other teams that could have traded up if the Giants weren't, you know, ready for a quarterback. They could have traded back and, you know, Arizona could have gone up there and taken him or, you know, something like that.
Supposedly, I heard that the Giants were fielding offers when they were on the clock there and they had to turn down some reasonable offers. So they must have just been in love with Saquon Barkley. I don't know.
It's unbelievable.
Well, I think they definitely were. I mean, Eli, Barkley, Odell, and they kind of beefed up the offensive line. So I think the Giants think that they're in a good position now for the season.
Mm-hmm. Could potentially extend Eli's career a little bit, take some of the pressure off a guy who almost lost his job last year. I thought it was a good pick, but I'm still curious about number four pick for Cleveland, talking about that, taking Ward over Chubb. I love it. Huge Denzel Ward fan. I think he's the best defensive player in the draft. But again, all these schmucks with the mock drafts are saying that he was going to go 17, 18, 19. But it's an interesting pick. They must have seen something in the hometown guy. But I want to know what you guys thought about that too.
Yeah, I think it's just what, you know, their need. They needed a
DB. They needed everything.
Did they need DB or safety?
Yeah, they needed everything. That defense is desperate.
Yeah, I think it was just, you know, that's what they needed. They have, you know, last year's number one pick on the line. I forget who it is. But who, like, blew away.
Yeah,
Miles Garrett. So, I don't disagree with the pick. I don't know Cleveland enough to really know what their needs are.
Yeah, I get it. I understand spreading around, like, the talent on their defense rather than, I mean, I just can't imagine that line if they had Garrett and Chubb facing off on both sides. By the way, every time I say Chubb, I can't help but think of freaking. No, I'm not even going to pervert it here, asshole. I can't help but think of Happy Gilmore. Chubbs.
Oh, Chubbs. With the fucking hand.
It'd be great if he lost a hand like Jason Pierre-Paul, so that way, like, he really lived up to the Chubbs role.
Could you imagine what the sports world would do the next day and the fucking Instagram meme world would it do next day if that ever happened? It's fucking hilarious. So the Jets.
Yeah, let's hear about the Jets.
Panda.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I still don't like all that they traded for this pick. Especially knowing now, obviously hindsight 2020, but knowing now that they could have had one of those top four quarterbacks still at number six. Mm-hmm. I think it was stupid to trade all after that, but I don't know. It's impossible to tell who's going to be a bust or not, and I think Darnold was probably the safest bet for them to work out. So hopefully it does. I don't know. I don't trust the Jets, though, making any of their picks, fortunately, because of their track record, so... As long as he doesn't end up being the next Mark Sanchez, I'll be happy, I suppose.
Yeah, that's
a good chance.
Yeah, really good chance of that happening. That's the thing I see. Like, I see this guy as the next Mark Sanchez. He threw a fuck ton of interceptions his last year in USC. He played like shit in his bowl game. He did not look great down the stretch. Almost lost a bunch of games that they just barely won. I don't know. I never was impressed with him. I've said this week in, week out. But we'll see. Who knows? There's a lot to be excited about. This kid's young. He's good. All the fucking Jets fans are overall pretty excited about it, I'd say. So like Dan said, we have no idea who's going to bust or not. I could also see him winning like four or five playoff games in the next 5 years and then just never doing anything again like Mark Sanchez. So we'll see what happens. But I guess I'm excited, but there's no one else I would have taken at three after all this. I would have taken him over Allen. I probably would have taken him over Rosen too, but just interesting. What do you think, Dan Martin?
I don't give a shit about the Jets, so no. I really don't care who they take. I think Darnold's the safest bet, 100%. And as far as it goes, my only thing with Darnold is, are you going to get – I mean, I hate comparing him to great quarterbacks like Peyton or Tom, but are you going to get like a Big Ben? Are you going to get like someone – that's going to win you games, or is he just going to be like another average quarterback? Like, is he going to be a Tony Romo? Like, to me,
he's very similar to Tony Romo. Tony Romo.
But like, Tony Romo doesn't win. He never won.
That doesn't mean that's entirely his fault. He choked a couple of times, but it's a team sport. Tony Romo was a very good quarterback. I would be very happy if you could draft that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, that's fair. I think, I mean, obviously, you know, I don't have any bias because, you know, I love the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Tony Romo sucks.
And I still think you could draft a team around the Tony Romo player and build the team around that. And, like, that could be okay. Yeah. He's not awful. But it's just saying, like, the Jets fans are fucking hungry. We haven't been to the playoffs in what feels like since 2008, which might actually have been the year.
I think Darnold with it goes into the conversation kind of like what the conversation revolving at Kirk Cousins was this offseason of – is he that quarterback that's going to get you to the next mm-hmm. level? And obviously this is way yeah. premature because he hasn't even played a snap in the NFL. That's but that's just kind of like what I saw.
Premature.
Got him. I will say one thing, just because Austin, you mentioned it earlier that you're a big Baker guy, and you know, documented on previous episodes, I was a big Baker guy. I'm off the Baker train now. The fact that he went number one, like, I'm off it. I totally off the train.
Look at you flip-flopping
switch. I'm flip-flopping only because he went number one, and other people saw the hype. I thought that I was like kind of seeing through mm-hmm. the lines. I was like, nope. I just jumped on bandwagon, so I'm jumping.
I commend you for acknowledging your bandwagonness.
But I didn't think I was on the bandwagon. I thought I was having a hot take, like, oh, Baker, like, he's gonna be the most successful. Nope, Brown saw it, and if the Browns say anything's good, you gotta go with the opposite.
That's the most true thing I've heard all day.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think the draft was good. The draft numbers were great as far as people actually watched it, which is kind of weird. And I did too. One thing that I did put on our sheet to talk about is just how stupid are mock drafts. How dumb are they? The fact that we pay Mel Kiper and all these guys like so much money. And like, I think Mel had 5 or 6 picks correct in the first 32.
All right, wait.
Like he shot 5 for 32. Are you serious?
A fucking week after, they already got 2019 like mock drafts out. I don't know why you wasted even your time with that shit. That's ridiculous. But
it's like a meteorologist. Yeah. You could go in there, be on the news, say something's totally fucked up, and no one will ever get pissed at you because it just already happens. No one's pissed at Mel Kiper night right now. We all should be. But it's just like these guys could do whatever the fuck they want and say whatever the fuck they want as long as they're in the ballpark. Again, they're not having like a random quarterback from Western Kentucky University going in the first round, that'd be outrageous. But as long as they're like picking these Power 5 teams, they're like, they can't go wrong. It is stupid. The guys on Pardon My Take did a hilarious thing where they're trying to get like the random people who do mock drafts some airtime. And it just goes to show is like, you don't see everybody just telling the weather, or like giving a forecast or something, but literally anybody in the world could do this. And I think it'd be funny if we made our mock draft for 2019.
Yeah, I think we definitely should. I think we should submit it tonight. We should go through. We'll each be a team. We'll each pick, you know, 8 teams. Or, no, it'd be, what, 10 teams. And we'll each just pick for them.
No, but I think it'd be hilarious if we treated a mock draft just like March Madness. And you pick out who you think's going to go when and stuff like that. And see what percentile, like, you get right by the end. And whoever wins, get money. That'd be fucking phenomenal. It would be that is terrible. It'd be like this year's March Madness where everybody lost their champion, like, or their first round pick, like right at the beginning kind of thing. But it'd be a really interesting way to do it and a good way to make some money. We interrupt this broadcast for a score update. The NHL Let's Lightning are up 2-1 on the Bruins. Nice. Bruins just scored, so put it within one. Patrice Bergeron, assisted by Pasta and the Frog.
The Frog. Is that Marchand?
Yeah.
Let's fucking cut into that. What do you think about the licking? have you guys not heard about this?
Yeah, I heard.
The hit? Oh, the lick. Wait, what?
All right, I don't think so I heard Brad Marchand. So first of all, what I'll say is I still think Pasta, Bergeron, and Marchand is the best line in hockey. I don't know if they're going to get out of this series, but these guys are fucking exciting to watch. Brad Marchand, we always talk about chirping, trash talking the boys, etc. Brad Marchand's bringing the chirps to the next level and is just going skating up to players and licking them. He did. It was caught on camera, like very clearly in the Toronto League, and they asked him about it after the game, and he said he did it because he thought it was cute. And the NHL just came out and pretty much was like, "Dude, you got to stop." And so
I think it'd be even better if like it comes out later that he's got an infectious disease and has been doing this, like. Or even better, like, out herpes.
God. He's spreading herpes throughout the NHL. The Eastern Conference is done.
Yeah, all of a sudden, everybody's just got these fucking nasty boils all over their face.
That'd make a great fucking movie. Yeah. So, I think, again, it's just absolutely outrageous. But this guy is an amazing, amazing player. And
I don't think it's distracting from the game at all. I don't think it's necessarily anything bad. He should probably stop fucking licking the guy. I just think it's so fucking funny that this is in the sporting world news right now.
Yeah. Well, on a similar note, you see, there was a video that they think that Sidney Crosby spit on Kostrenov or something like that last night.
Oh,
so Kostrenov.
No, I gotta look that up.
Yeah, apparently.
What a chicken shit move.
Oh, well, I mean, the classic Sidney Crosby fashion. But and in the video, it looks like he spits. Like, his lips are pursed and everything like that, and he cocks his head back while Ovi's, like, pulling him away. But there's a ref in between them, so hard to tell if he actually did or if he was faking or something like that. But it sure looked like he tried to spit at Kucherov.
Jesus Christ. It's unbelievable.
That's good. That game last night was great, though. What did you guys think of the Wilson hit? Dirty, clean?
Yeah.
Did you guys see that hit?
Yeah. He's been looking like he's trying to take heads off every single game, really.
Yeah. Well, that's the second one, didn't he? He got someone from behind, too, with the shoulder.
I think it was round one, right?
I think it was game one. I think it was round two.
There was a couple suspensions in the first round that I'm confusing. But I don't know. It was just – first of all, they got amazing angles on the hit, so I think that made it work, probably worse than it was. They had that angle from the bench that just – from Wilson's back, and it just made it look so fucking nasty. And, like, they're getting these new views for everything now, and it's making everything look worse. But I have my Capitals bias. I really have the Pens bias too. So I think it was dirty, but at the same time, it's just like I'm not pissed they didn't make a call on it. I think is the best way for me to phrase it.
I think last night's hit wasn't, like, malicious. Because I think the guy was just shorter than him to the point where, you know, it looked bad. But I don't – compared to the first one, again, I don't remember if you guys can remember, but I don't recall when that hit was. But that was a lot worse compared to this. This did not look like it was intentionally trying to take his head off. But
No, I agree. And, I mean, with this hit, they both saw each other. It's clear from the video that, you know, the Penguins player looked up. They saw each other. It was square. I think it was just when he went down, the Penguins player also started going down to try to protect himself, kind of like try to turtle. And, you know, that's what happened. I'll be interested to see if the NHL comes back with a suspension. I think I could see it, and I don't think you could argue it. But at the same time, you know, nothing was called on the ice. I could also see that it wouldn't be.
Lightning go up 3-1.
Wow. Unbelievable. This is game four, right?
Yeah, it's on the first.
Unbelievable. I was going to say, what do you guys think, too? I know it's not necessarily a new rule, but what do you think about how the challenges have been affecting the playoffs so far, if you have an opinion on that?
As far as, like, challenging goals and stuff? I don't mind it. I really don't. I think in today's day and age, I like that it's only really one. Mm-hmm. It's not like they get unlimited, or I don't like they're going towards the way of the NFL, which I don't like, of like every scoring play is reviewed, blah, blah, blah. I like that it's one, and that, you know, you only have a little bit of time for you guys upstairs to say, oh, like, it might be offside, worth challenging it. Because I like the human error aspect of referees. I think that's what makes sports half the fun, is that, you know, it's not computer-based and things like that.
Yeah, and honestly, who doesn't get joy out of screaming at the fucking ref on TV?
You're right. It's half fun. One thing to murder a referee. I think what it does...
As long as it's not in soccer, because then that actually might happen.
Because we sure as fuck know these American hockey fans are not doing that, but who knows once you cross the pond. But I think what's interesting too is the idea of, like, the added penalty if you're incorrect. So you're challenging an offsides that led to a goal. It came up in the Blue Jackets series, and I definitely want to talk about my experience in the barn there. But you saw it come up as, like, we need to challenge this play. We're 75% sure that it was offsides, but is that potential 2-minute delay of game penalty worth it? And I think it's adding this, like, kind of cool new dynamic. Yes, it slows the game down. We're always talking about that in sports and speeding it up. But I think it adds this interesting dynamic of, like, fuck, do we risk this for a penalty? I just think it's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't mind it. I think it's the right way to do it, like with a twist on it. Like it's a risk reward sort of thing. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all I got on it. I think the hockey playoffs though, overall have been great. Like I said, yesterday's Pens Caps game was a great game. Great hands by Ovi at the end. You know, hit it off the bar and then stay with it and hit it midair. I will say though, you know, say on the NHL, just kind of broad sense, you know, for the first time in a while, you know, that I can remember, is that the refs are making like a pretty big impact, and it's been a pretty big talking point, you know, of all the potential missed calls and things like that. I mean, I think it was it the Pens game that there's a slash like right at the end on a breakaway that just wasn't called. You know, I think the refs are playing a lot bigger part than, you know, they usually do. So I'm kind of interested to see how, where that goes with it.
Panda, got anything?
Yeah, it's good.
yeah, I don't know. And I think they were talking about in one of the games yesterday, it might have been Winnipeg, Nashville. I can't remember, something to the extent of like, will these penalties ever turn into review? And I think that's the demise. That's when things go to shit. Of course, you don't want bad refs, but as long as they're not reviewing every single call, like, it's part of the game. It happens in the NFL. People complain about the refs every fucking year in the NFL. It just sucks to see it in the playoffs. So I think it goes in trends. These guys do get reprimanded and will have to follow up on this, but that's the beauty of the of hockey, is that, like, these calls are judgment calls. What is this slash? When is this call happening, et cetera?
So yeah, we had some good games yesterday. What do you guys? Since we're a couple games in now of every series, are you sticking with your picks? I mean, who you got coming out of the West, Nashville or Winnipeg? I mean, that series has been a great series, and then we also have the Vegas San Jose series that's turning into a pretty good series as well. Also, you sticking with Nashville and Vegas?
I thought I went Winnipeg.
Did you go Winnipeg?
Yeah, I thought I did.
Okay.
I think it's going to be Winnipeg and Vegas, and my thought for Winnipeg was confirmed yesterday after they put 7 in. Yes, 2 of those were empty netters, but they looked good yesterday after a slow start, so that was impressive. And I really do think the Vegas, the train will come to a screeching halt eventually. The luck will run out. They're too fucking good. It can't sustain, but that's the meth fan of me saying it. What do you guys think?
Is that the meth in you saying that?
That too, but the Mets.
The Mets. Oh, okay. I heard the same thing. Yeah,
the Mets. Mets.
Just because of what you said before we got on here, I was like, oh, you were serious.
Yeah. Ohio, man.
Yeah. I got Vegas, and I have Nashville coming back. Actually, no. I don't know. Honestly, in the Winnipeg Nashville, I could see it going either way. I'll say Winnipeg, they're looking good, and I'll say Vegas because I'm on the Vegas train to go to the Cup. And then out of the East, I honestly think it's the Caps' year to beat the Penguins, so I think I'm going to go Caps Lightning with the Lightning getting to the Stanley Cup. And I think that's why I chose a couple weeks ago, so I'm sticking with it.
Very nice. Dan?
I like the Knights so far. I'd love to see them continue going. At the beginning of this, I definitely thought it was going to be Predators again, but I am sort of a Bruins fan, so I'd love to see the Bruins continue on. But at this point, with the Caps playing the way they're playing, I think I've got to go Caps coming out on top here. I would love to see that too, because I fucking hate the Penguins.
I think what's exciting about the East is that legitimately any of these four teams could put up a 7-game series against any of the West teams. Like, the East right now is so strong, and they're beating the fuck out of each other. Great, but I think it's exciting to know that, like, whatever team it is, even though I hate 3 of the 4 teams pretty much in the East that are still available, I think it's exciting that they could probably do some damage against the West, or at least make it an interesting series. What else?
True.
What else we got cooking?
What else we got here? What else? We can go into Derby. All right, actually, let's save Derby for then. You guys have anything on the NBA? Do you even watch it? Care about it?
I've been loosely following.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think that's
the best way. I can never sit down and watch a full NBA game unless I'm really bored. So
I throw it on with like 2 minutes left. Like, I was intrigued to turn on the Cavs game at overtime yesterday, but never made the full commitment to do it. So that's where I'm at. But what I will say is I do love Victor Oladipo. I think he's fucking awesome. That guy's a warrior. I would have loved to have seen him win game seven. You heard the whole thing about him in the locker room after game seven texting his trainer when are we starting up. That guy's hungry. He's ready to go. So
yeah.
I hope people like this bring some steam back to it. And whether we like it or not, whether we've been watching or not, the NBA has been more exciting this playoffs. It hasn't got me to turn on the TV, but I think I think it has been more exciting that just some of these series in the first round are going seven, and that's important.
Yeah, I think this is like the most interesting the NBA has been in a long time. So I've been, you know, I flipped back and forth. I was kicking myself yesterday when Dan texted about the Winnipeg Nashville game because I didn't even realize it was on TV, and I was flipping back and forth between the Cavs and the Capitals and Penguins game. Mm-hmm. So I did watch more of that game than I would have liked. But yeah, I mean, I definitely root against the Cavs. I don't know why. Just do. I do know why. I don't like LeBron.
Fair enough. But
it's been interesting. I don't know what's going to happen because Boston beating the Sixers was a surprise to everyone, and I honestly couldn't tell you who's going to make it out. I think Houston and Golden State are pretty guaranteed to meet in the Western Conference Finals. They're just dominating, you know, Utah and the Pelicans. But on the East, I see both those series going to seven.
Yep. Did you guys see Mitt Romney chirping Russell Westbrook?
No.
I did not.
That was fucking hilarious. So Mitt Romney was – so you know how in the NBA they all wear the shirts. Everyone's matching. The whole Barnes wearing the same gear. Mitt Romney's wearing a button down with this fucking extra large t-shirt over it. And Westbrook had four fouls coming out of the game. It was like game five or something like that. And Romney's in his face with four fingers up, just waving them in Westbrook's face. Is fucking top notch.
That is great.
So you guys should look that up when you get a chance.
As long as you can call him a cotton picker.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, hot take.
That was bad. Who was that guy that – I can't remember the name of that announcer. So, but he probably still is because he didn't really have to apologize about that, did he? But he was the Thunder's announcer, I believe, for that game, right? Did you guys hear that?
I don't know.
No, what happened?
I didn't.
Oh,
I was going to say, I saw something.
Okay. Like, when you guys reacted – that, I'm like, no, I don't. I would never call him that. There was a Thunder announcer. This has got to be like a month ago now. That a Thunder announcer, Russell Westbrook, was like playing out of his mind. It was right at the end of the regular season, and the announcer goes, "Russell Westbrook is playing out of his cotton picking mind." And so, like,
oh Jesus,
that was like not a good thing to say because of history and stuff like that. You know.
Oh my God, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, I was like, why are you guys acting so weird? Over that joke. Glad we clarified that for the listeners.
Probably safe. I mean, that goes right along with what Connie said this week or yesterday, that he's like, slavery was like a choice. There's something along those lines, which is absolutely wild.
Kanye.
Probably.
Yeah. And like the thing is too is like, why the fuck is he saying this shit? It doesn't make any sense.
What is he on? Or does he have a mental illness maybe?
Or both.
he's just free, man. He's just being freedom. Expressing his freedom.
He keeps saying make America great again, which is just outrageous. Yeah. Him and Trump are tweeting back and forth.
Oh, they're buds. Yeah.
They banged.
Big Trump, fans of each
Kanye
other.
Kanye and Stormy Daniels. Hot take.
I was going to say, kill, fuck, marry. Who you got?
Ooh.
All right. We're going around the horn. Let's do it.
Of those three?
Shotty going last.
Kill, fuck, marry. I feel like you can't say, like, kill Trump or else, like, the FBI might be, like, pounding on your door.
Is that any better?
Well, I think you got to, you gotta fuck Stormy. I mean, I think that's kind of obvious.
You wouldn't marry the one woman in the group?
No, man. It's 2018. I honestly cannot answer that. Shotty going second last, Austin.
Oh, shit. I'm on the spot now. All right. I'm 100% killing Stormy. Fucking Kanye and Mary Trump.
Poor choice.
Switching it up.
Poor choice. Yeah. I'll say Stormy, as I said. I'll say I'd marry Trump as
what?
Well. And
you can put up with that shit every
yeah,
day?
I mean, I
you
just
know
wouldn't.
He won't take
just,
care of you.
No,
you know he won't love you. He will not be faithful to you.
It's all right. What you got, Dan? You got to answer.
Hold on. I want to put this out as a poll to our group of friends. See if we can get anybody to answer by the end of this little tangent here.
How many different combinations are there? Six?
Say that again?
How many different combinations are there? Oh, you can make it a real poll.
Oh, I don't know how to make those polls. I don't have time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. all right, so my take on that. Let's see, kill fuck Mary. I'm at the risk of offending all of the southern United States and FBI coming after me. I will have to kill Trump. I just couldn't listen to him day in and day out. I think he's extremely, even doesn't matter your political opinion, I think he's just an extremely annoying person, probably. Fuck Kanye, because he's probably got a tight ass. And marry Stormy.
Wow.
Because I know
so
she'll, put out,
be Dan Bryan's
I'll know she'll put out for me for the rest of my life.
There you go.
Because she's addicted to sex.
Winner, winner.
Oh, actually, no, I don't know if I want to take that back, because if her profession is fucking guaranteed to get an STD at some point in my life.
That was my thought process.
But Trump so probably has them too. From banger, so.
Kanye does too. I think it's a lose-lose. I think
you're
across the board.
You're getting the class no matter what. All right, I'll stick with what I got.
All right, we'll come back to this. Yeah. We'll see if the people speak it off.
Oh, man. That was a good tangent, guys. Good work. So I think that's the major sports. You guys got any other topics before we get into our derby curling. And derby picks?
Yeah,
this week in curling?
Curling.
I did see on TV the other day was the mixed championships for curling. I almost turned it on, and then I decided
guys
not.
And chicks?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
they had it in the Olympics
race,
this
like
year.
They actually brought a black person to the play.
It'd be both. Might be a bonus point if that happens. You get an extra throw.
You've never been on ice before, so here's just another rock.
God damn. I think, do we cut this?
I don't know. Who would be in such a guy?
The FBI now.
I will say I've got another not poll for us, but another debate along who you got in a fight. You got Charles Barkley or you got Draymond Green?
Oh man,
I thought that was fucking hilarious. It's ridiculous at the same time. Yeah. Like, I don't know why Charles is saying the stuff he's saying, but I'd have to say Draymond just because he's a young gun. Charles
I gotta pick Barkley. Barkley doesn't lose to anyone.
He's fucking overweight. He probably can't even move around. He's always sitting in those Capital One commercials.
It's just terrible. Draymond, it's just terrible.
Terrible.
Go ahead, Dan.
Me? I'm going with Charles.
Yeah, he doesn't lose.
I think Charles would just sit on him.
Because that always works well in fights. Hey, hold on a second so I can
hey,
sit on
you.
Hey,
get him down. Crowds are pretty out of the way.
Yeah, let's hear some derby hot takes. I got mine.
Derby hot takes? All right, you can start. Right,
Mr. Bolt de Oro. Big Victor Espinoza fan. He's like the LeBron, Michael Jordan, Tom Brady of fucking horse racing. Victor doesn't lose. He rode Faro. 8-1. That's my pick. To all my listeners out there, you can pay me back when he wins.
All right, I'll make my pick. And then I think we should go with best name. Yeah. So I'm going to go – my pick is going to come out of the 16 with Magnum Moon.
So they call
big fan of the name. 6-1. I have no idea what the Derby is. I literally just Google searched who's running, saw the names. You know, I'm going with Magnum.
Very nice.
Magnums.
Banda.
free drop, Billy.
30-1. Love long it. Shot.
That might be the best name, too.
That's what I was thinking.
Vino Rosa's or great, Hofburg. Too. Vino Rosa, who won the Santa Anita, I believe. Oh, no, the Aqueduct. That's a great coming down the stretch name to yell for the announcer.
Yeah, all these names are kind of lame. Honestly, there's no like real funny ones. Lone Sailor, I guess, would be a good one.
Is that a euphemism for masturbating or no?
My Lone Sailor.
Yeah.
Full mass.
There's no jockey on it. Just the horse is by himself.
That'd be savage.
That's why he's 50-1. That's why he's 50-1.
A couple bucks on Lone Sailor.
Yeah, promises fulfilled. What a girly name. Usually you got like something that's usually a little funny or quirky. All these. What's Hofburg? Is that just like a German?
Sure.
I have no idea.
The city. City in Austria. Hofburg.
There you go. Austrian horse.
So I did try to find the soundbite of, I don't know if you guys heard, the TNT basketball guys talking about gas prices. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's like Shaq, I think, is actually like the one that's like the main like combatant of it. But basically he was like trying to tell someone that, you know, if you fill up your car, you know, once a week, you're going to spend like $80. If you fill up your car twice a week, like you'll spend $40 is pretty much the premise of his argument. It's absolute. Dan, I don't know if either of you guys heard it.
It's the most Shaq thing I've ever heard.
Okay, I think I found it. I want to kind of play it for you guys. It would just want to make you dumb, but also like just like kill you that like these guys are making so much more money than we'll ever see in our lifetime.
Nice.
Yeah, so basically it says Shaq thinks Kenny will save money on gas by filling a tank with $20 of fuel instead of $80. Here we go. So I'm playing some like video games in the background.
Playing with my joystick. Hey, okay, thank you.
Alright, so the video's not playing, so never mind. I just wasn't sure if you guys saw it.
Yeah, we'll take your word for it. what we got for best things in sports? We up to that point? Not yet.
I think we're up to that point.
Best what in sports?
Yeah, I've got a ton of them if you want me to go. Well, sure. Best thing in sports from the last couple of weeks. So I've got like three or four. I'll start with Baker. Even though I'm off the Baker train, him recreating the Brett Favre picture from when Brett was drafted is one of the funniest things. Just well done. I mean, that's something we would have done. And big fan of it. I thought it kind of showed, you know, he's obviously taken seriously, but, you know, he's still having fun.
Those overweight people for the background.
I thought it was well done. And very too. And he also put in the time to like, make those shirts, too.
You think he made those? He did not markers, make those.
Like a fourth grader. He didn't make them, but he's like, oh. Someone did. Yeah, someone took the time to be like, oh, this would be great.
I think why I like Baker so much is he'll always have that like kind of walk-on mentality. Like at the end of the day, this motherfucker played intramural football at Oklahoma while he was sitting his year out. And I don't know, there's always like a little piece of him in that. I feel like it kind of goes and shows this way.
Yeah. The other two best things I got, or three, I guess, Shazier coming out to announce the Steelers pick in the first round, obviously. Just a great moment to see him walking again. So I thought that was well done by the NFL to do that. And also just Roger Goodell so he wouldn't get booed for one pick.
He pulled out every single cowboy legend too, right?
Yeah. Didn't matter. Made a terrible joke. And then I don't know. I didn't watch, but I heard a sound clip today from like Greenberg's like morning show, like Get Going, Get Up, whatever it is. He like suggested that so that, you know, the fans can't boo Goodell at the draft, to have like a host of the draft, kind of like the like Academy Awards or like any like award show. And it was just the stupidest thing I've heard in a like about the draft.
I was thinking about this last week. I'd pay a strange amount of money to guarantee I was sitting within 20 feet of him at the draft. How fun that would be. It would be like all our years of chirp practice coming down to one big day. You suck.
Jackass.
Yeah. I would say though.
Every pick.
Jackass.
Every pick, yeah, he just walks out.
Chubbs is there.
My last best thing, and I'll include this sound bit, was Jair Alexander, who was a first round pick. I think he's a DB. I don't know who he got drafted by, but he was like in his post getting draft interview when he heard Lamar Jackson, his college teammate, get drafted. And it's just a cool moment. You know, he's excited to hear, Lamar get drafted to the Ravens, and kind of got emotional about it, which is cool to see. I mean, just that he actually cares about his college teammate and they weren't just there to
get to the show,
get paid. Yeah. So I thought it was a really cool moment. Cool sound clip, cool video. You guys should check it out if you haven't seen it.
I think that was Lamar Jackson was a sneaky good pick as well for Baltimore.
Baltimore is stacking up on like a certain – they want a certain type of quarterback. I mean, they got Flacco, obviously, but he's probably winding down. And now they got RG3 and Lamar. So elite. But, I mean, I think they basically drafted Lamar Jackson, picked up RG3, so RG3 can kind of train Lamar how not to play in the NFL.
From Flacco had to be mediocre for the rest of his career.
True.
All right, listen, everything that I do, don't do it.
Yeah. Learn how to throw the ball. Don't run every game, every down.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, those are my best things. I also did write down Meek Mill. I just thought it was funny that he left prison and went right to the Sixers game, rang the bell, and then sat courtside next to Kevin Hart. And it was a huge story.
Fantastic.
All right, Dick.
That's all I got. What do you guys got?
My best thing in sports. I don't know. I read something about the NFL jersey sales this week. And I saw that, you know, Saquon Barkley naturally topped it because New York, New York market and everything like that. And then I think Sam Darnold's in the top five also. But Shaquem Griffin was coming in at number five, which I thought was really cool. That's obviously the best feel good story of this draft. And I hope
the best for the guy. It's gonna be sick. But I think he could make something in the NFL. It seems like he's got a freaking fight in him. There was a quote from him that said like, I'm not just a feel good story. I'm a good player or something like that. So someone's got to keep trying to improve. But I think that was one of my favorite things from sports this week, was seeing that people coming out and supporting him right out of the gates. He's in the top five jersey sales over there for Seattle. That's cool. Yeah.
Yep, they're going to love him there. It's a great one.
And he's playing with his brother, which is cool.
Good stuff. On behalf of Danny Moore, I got my best thing in sport. It's his two young mid-20s Malaysian badminton players. First of all, I've got to ask him. I have no idea where the fuck he dug this one up from.
This is the follow-up. The sequence, two girls, one shadow
cop. Oh, shit.
Oh.
We got to bleep that out. We got to patent that. And then we could go public with it. So we got two Malaysian badminton players. We're banned for life from this sport. Former world junior champions for fixing matches throughout their career. And the funniest thing about this, according to Dan, and he's so right, is the fact that they both got fined under $19,000. Like, could you ever imagine in the U.S. if people were to, like, fix a match or fix a sport or something like that throughout their entire careers? They're like, oh, just give us 19 grand and you'll be good to go. So what savages these guys are. So props to the Malaysian badminton team. Best thing in sports this week. Fixing matches, getting away with it for years. Also so
surprising fantastic. That there's $19,000
so that's straight
in
from the
badminton.
BBC and Danny fucking Moore. that would be I wonder what attendance is like in Malaysia for badminton.
Yeah, it's kind of like impressive for them.
That'd be a
they
great
go there
thing
and that's the biggest
that.
Shuttlecock they've ever seen in their life.
Yeah, except you're going to censor everything
on
me.
Fire though. It's fantastic.
Yeah, that's great. Great my, wordplay.
Oh, it's fucking FCC.
Hey, at least you didn't like. At least we got away with one recording this time.
My worst thing in sports is Josh Allen, because fuck him. And the pressure the Buffalo Bills faithful will have on him day one. They're going to want a Super Bowl next year. The parade event is going to be up on Facebook before we know it, and I feel bad for that fucker.
Oh, I didn't.
He is walking into a terrible situation. That's all I got on Josh.
For Bills Mafia? Why do you think he's walking into a terrible situation?
I just think Buffalo is a terrible situation.
Better than Donald's situation. Buffalo, yeah, it's so much less pressure. And he's got more of a team around him. They made the playoffs this year. The Jets have nothing. What does Darnold have to work with? You know what I mean? Who is the Jets running back right now?
You're right.
Yeah, that's I guess. Their top wide receiver is Nwankwo, who was injured all last year. He could be good. I don't know. But, yeah, I think I like the Bills move better because
maybe
they didn't trade as much. Still got a top four quarterback. And they're ready to use that quarterback if they need to. You know what I mean? Whereas the Jets, Darnold could probably sit on his thumb, and he could be good, but he'll probably sit on his thumb for 5 years before the Jets have a decent team around him. But anyway, my worst thing in sports is last couple weeks, I guess, as I didn't realize we were doing that too, was the Washington Redskins are being accused by their cheerleaders of being pimping them out.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Classic Redskins.
Uh-oh.
I have a hot take on this story because it came out today. Hot take on the story is that the Redskins leaked the story so that people will stop talking about it. Pimps.
They'll change their team name to the Racist Pimpskins.
Yeah.
That might be the hottest take of the decade.
Yeah, I saw that. I know. I honestly don't believe that, obviously, but hot take. Just
in other breaking news, Wilson from the Caps, three-game suspension. Yeah, that's a
holy big shit. One.
That could have an.
That's a
he. Aston Reese, who was on the negative side of that. Penetration suffered a broken jaw and a concussion. That poor bastard.
I shouldn't be laughing, but you went with the word penetration.
Game four.
Are you serious?
That too. You game just four, Thursday night. Guarantee this motherfucker will be in concussion. Oh shit, concussion. Never mind. I was going to say broken jaw. He's good. Concussion. I don't think so. Never mind. He'll be back for game seven. Aston Reese.
Yeah, he won't. That's big, though. I think that's – I mean, three-game suspension. I don't know how the NHL works. I mean, if there's honestly any other league, they'd give a three-game suspension knowing that the player would appeal it and then bring it back down to, one or two. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the NHL does that, really. Three-game suspension seems kind of – for that hit, obviously it wasn't clean. He did get contact to the jaw and face area. But for a penalty not to be called and then get three-game, I think it's kind of steep. I was kind of expecting a one game, and I thought that would have been fair.
But I guess with just their recent events, though, and I think also what plays in this is how chippy it's been between the Capitals and the Pens. So I think they're just trying to. I think it's almost a warning shot that for these guys to be like, all right, cool it off.
Yeah, like sending a message to the other lunatics.
Stop spitting at people, Crosby, and start licking them instead. That's cute.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Good shit.
We have today that we need to strive for. For liberty, lift yourself up on your feet. Let's get it on. Lift yourself up on your feet. Let's get it on. To see the
but they don't really realize though. This next verse. This next verse, though. These bars. Watch this.
Boopity scoop.
scoop dee dee whoop, whoop dee scoop dee poop, poop dee scoop dee scoop dee whoop, whoopie dee scoop whoop poop, poop dee dee whoop scoop, poop, poop, scoop dee dee whoop, whoop dee dee scoop, whoop dee dee scoop poop.